morning. Happy Monday to you. I'm Gary Zimek, and this is Spirit in the Morning. Let's begin with prayer, as we do each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for bringing us to another week. Father, we ask that you use us today. Please use us however you wish so that we can draw people closer to you. We also ask that you give us the strength to make it through the day. Help us to deal with all of the problems and the struggles that we will face this day. Help us be a light shining in the darkness. We thank you, Father, for the many gifts that you have given to us. Most of all, the gift of your Son, Jesus. Father in heaven, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to come alive in us at the station today so that we may proclaim the message that you have for us. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, amen. I'm so happy to be back here with you today. Great to be back in the studio. I made it home from San Diego. What a great week it was. But it's even better to be with my friend, Mr. Dave Parker,
wow,
this morning.
Wow, thank you, Gary. Welcome back.
Great to see you again, brother.
Good to see you, brother. Yeah, I missed you.
As did I. Hey, Frank Eliason is here, too.
Good morning.
Glad to see you could make it this morning, Frank.
You know, I stroll in once in a while. Yeah. Say hi. How was San Diego?
San Diego was unbelievable.
as beautiful as ever.
Well, I was actually staying in La Jolla. So if you know anything about that area, that is an incredibly beautiful area. Right off of the beach. They put me up in a hotel half a block away from the beach. Mm-hmm. The weather was unbelievable.
Rough life, you.
I'll tell you what, man.
But someone has to do it.
Exactly.
But I missed being here in the studio.
You also had the chance to be on Catholic Answers.
That was a great experience. They took good care of me. It was pretty interesting the way they do it. You guys may have seen it. They do a live Facebook feed of the broadcast, and they're filming even in between during the commercial breaks. They cut the sound, but they're filming. So you have to be really careful that you're on camera all the time. But, they do such a good job. I met a lot of the people out there, and we're pleased to be able to offer Catholic Answers live each day on Holy Spirit Radio.
That is correct, and we replayed your segment yesterday, although I forgot to mention it to you.
Oh, very nice. That's good.
I was going to say, are we going to graduate to that? You know, we can, stream live and then... Weren't we talking about that one time?
We have talked about
video. And
do you really want to be on video?
Well, I got to clean up.
There's a reason we're radio only, right, Frank?
you certainly do it. I put a few cameras in and
We've been toying with that since we started.
But there's pros and cons to it.
And right now, there are more cons than pros.
It's one of those things. If people want it. Let us know. If you have things that you'd like to see us do, you can send us emails and we'll certainly consider it. And it is something we have considered.
Do a trial balloon, as they say, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that balloon will deflate too. Anyways.
Now, coming up on the show today will be Father Jeff Kirby, our friend. He's been on the show several times. He's going to talk about the Ascension of our Lord, which, of course, occurs this Thursday, Ascension Thursday. Father Kirby's going to touch on something in addition to talking about the Ascension. In many dioceses, the solemnity of the Ascension is transferred from Thursday to Sunday. That's not the case here in Philadelphia, but it is the case around several dioceses around the country. So he's going to touch on that. How can Ascension Thursday be moved to Sunday, and what's the deal with that? We'll also be joined by our friend Megan Coakley from the Archdiocese, the director of the Office of New Evangelization.
Yeah, very good friend of the station.
Yeah, it's always a treat when Megan can join us. I'm also going to read the gospel in a few minutes. Before I do that, and I want you guys to think about this, I want to share a story.
You want us to think?
Yeah, I want you to think. See, I'm giving you a little warning. Well, that's why I'm warning you.
It's not even 7:30 in the morning. Come on.
I had an embarrassing incident that occurred to me in San Diego, and I want you guys to think if you've ever... this is pretty funny. We could fill a whole show with this, I'm sure, but have you ever done anything in public that was a little embarrassing? Just think about it. Let me share my story first. Okay, so I was speaking at Legatus, which is a Catholic business group in San Diego. Very successful businessmen and women. Mm-hmm. They're people who are very high up in the business world. And we had Mass. They have Mass in a country club, in the La Jolla Country Club. And it was in this beautiful room, kind of a small room. And they had Master, the priest was there. And because it's small, it's relatively quiet. Mm-hmm. So during Mass, I was going up to communion, and I received Jesus in the Eucharist. And I was talking to him. It was kind of a special moment for me in my mind. You know, I'm talking to Jesus. Thank you for letting me receive you. And going back, I didn't notice that there was this lamp protruding from the wall. It was, okay, now you see this, right? It's coming out of the wall, and it's got these, it's kind of like a flower plant or something, and it's got these brass leaves on stems sticking out. So as I'm walking by, my head smacks into the thing, and I didn't get hurt. I do have a little scratch here, but...
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Because it's brass and because there are these extended leaves, the thing starts going boing, 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 boing. Here I am, smack walking right into
it. I always knew you're about attention for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, draw attention
to
yourself.
So the thing is, then I get back to my chair and I think, I can't reach up to my head because I don't want people to see. I don't want them. And then I'm thinking, well, what if I'm bleeding or something, which I wasn't. But anyway. I thought about that. You know, it's funny. Sometimes the silliest things, when you look at them in the big picture, they're not that important. But sometimes we do these things in public and we think, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
Dare I ask you, Mr. Parker,
if you have an incident?
Well, going way back, I have many, but this one came to mind because you kind of gave me a heads up like 3 minutes before the show. The thing is,
I didn't get a heads up.
I know.
No, I have something very easy.
Okay. Well, here I was. I was a swimmer and then a lifeguard up in Erie. There's a state park called Presque Isle. So I was on early shift one morning, and because of the wind off of Lake Erie, it was pretty rough. And it was the first time I was on this one beach, because there were like 12 beaches. And so I see someone out there that got there early, and they seemed to be in trouble. I mean, so here I am, Mr. Lifeguard. I was just walking on the beach. I threw my stuff down at the tower, and I started running. I was running, and I just, you know... Picture a racing start right into the water. Right. Well, it was about 6 inches of water. I didn't know it was like there was a sandbar there, no. And I just kind of skidded like a stone. And there were some people on the beach, and I got to the person, and they said, "Oh, we're okay," you know. So it's like, wow, yeah, that was embarrassing. And I look around, and I kind of wanted to go underwater and just shrink, you know. I don't know.
That's a good one. No, that's a good one.
We all have our incidents. I'm going to go back to high school days, which we probably all have a ton from high school days. But anyway, you know, just to set the stage, I went to Archbishop Wood, which we're going to be broadcasting from very soon, June 1st, I believe that is.
Yes.
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 So we're looking forward to going back there. Well, maybe not after this story. but anyway, I was part of the performing arts, drama club, whatever. I did stage crew. I did lighting and sound work. But because there were not many boys that would go in the show, I usually had to make some type of cameo appearances in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, the one night we had an incident involving the fog machine in my face. I wound up having to go to the emergency room.
No.
The next day we have the show again. And in this show, I was only in one scene, but I had a lengthy speech. Well, you know, picture it, Catholic school, there's priests there, you know, pulling the one row, and the nuns are in the other row. Anyway, I drew a blank on my speech as I was going through it. I went about halfway in and said something that we can't say on the air in its place.
We have that 7-second delay.
Yeah, exactly. And so I wound up saying that. Needless to say, that became the big quote, and taking every single quote from any major drama thing ever made, adding my line into it,
wow.
became the big thing that started to be done. So,
and to this day, you can't live it down.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just resurrected it.
Exactly. Oh. So, and it's kind of funny, given the fact that now I do a lot of speeches today. I'm on stage quite often around the country. I go back to that, and it's like one of those things that I never will forget.
I know.
Isn't that funny? That's a good story. But, you know, we all have those incidents where we're trying to look cool, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves, and then something happens to bring us down to earth, right?
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah. But
it's about
anyway,
humbleness, isn't it?
It keeps you humble. That's exactly right. All right, guys, let's take a quick look at the gospel now before we go to break. This is from John chapter 15, verses 26, and it spans into chapter 16. So it goes 15 through 16, verse 4. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." Boy, there is some tough talk from Jesus, and obviously what's happening here, we are headed toward Pentecost Sunday, and the church has chosen this reading to give us a reminder that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to not only guide the church, but to guide each one of us as we go throughout our lives. He also is reminding us that we're going to be persecuted in one way or another. Around the world, Christians are persecuted in a very physical and violent sense. For most of us, that's a foreign thought because, thanks be to God, we don't generally deal that here with that here. Yeah. But we never know.
Well,
we never know where this is headed.
You do see it in other directions. So, you know, persecution can be in many different ways,
right?
Whether it be, you know, the fact that your views are squashed and you can't express them in certain ways, or if you do, you're told that you're wrong and you're banished or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so persecution doesn't have to also be physical.
That's true. And I was gonna say, we're so blessed in the United States, and we forget that a lot of times, that we are not getting physically abused for our Christianity like many of people being martyred around the world.
Right.
So.
Right. But it's just a reminder to us that Jesus is not saying, guys, if you follow me, people are going to love you.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Right.
Is really what it comes down to.
Right. And that's the challenge of being a Christian. It's not for wimps. Right? Christianity is not for wimps. And the Lord, if you go back to his words, he doesn't sugarcoat things. And what he is saying is coming true. So remember that you do have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit to guide you, to help you. Jesus did not leave us orphans. He is always with us. So whatever you face today, no matter what kind of challenges you face, when people challenge your beliefs, remember that the Lord has got your back. When we come back, we are going to speak with our friend, Father Jeff Kirby, about the Ascension. Stay tuned.
Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 22nd. Today we celebrate Saint Rita of Kasha. The life of Saint Rita would make a gripping made-for-TV movie. Born in Italy in 1377, Rita learned early that her elderly parents had firm ideas about what she should do with her life. They made arrangements for her to marry, despite her strongly expressed desire to become a nun. Their choice proved disastrous. The husband they found for her was abusive and unfaithful, but Rita struggled to keep the family together and concentrated on raising her two sons. After 18 years of unhappy married life, Rita's husband was killed in a brawl. A short time later, both sons died. Though deeply pained by the series of losses, Rita was now free to turn to the religious life. She was rejected 3 times by the local group of Augustinian sisters, who only permitted virgins in their community. But finally, the Augustinians welcomed her. Often meditating on the Passion of Christ, Rita suffered what seemed to be a thorn-like wound on her forehead. She died from tuberculosis at age 80 and was canonized in 1900. Saint Rita is considered the patron of difficult cases, especially those connected with marriage. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and 3 nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-3600. 7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I love the way you hold me. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you,
I've had a long day, I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends, no time to chit chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Tide a wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. You've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Oh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day. I love the way you hold me.
That was Hold Me by Jamie Grace featuring Toby Mac. I'm Gary Zimek, and you're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. Father Jeff Kirby is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. He is the author of several books, including Lord Teach Us to Pray, 101 Surprising Facts About St. Peter's in the Vatican, The Life and Witness of St. Maria Goretti, and Doors of Mercy, A Journey Through Salvation History. He's also one of the co-instructors of Luke, The Gospel of Mercy. You can follow him online at Father Kirby, frkirby.com, or on Twitter at Father Kirby. He's a frequent guest on Spirit in the Morning, and he's here today to talk a little bit about the ascension of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Father Kirby.
Good morning, Gary.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you for the invitation.
Father, how's the travel schedule been going? I know you and I have spoken on the homeschool circuit in the past. You've been busy traveling?
I have, actually. This past Friday, I was at Belmont Abbey College for the Carolina IHM Homeschooling Conference, and then the week before that was the Maryland Conference.
Mm.
And yeah, you know how it is. It's sometimes it's great. We wake up and think, okay, where am I?
Hey, Father, I know exactly what you mean. I just got back from San Diego. I was speaking last week, and sometimes you wake up and you think, well, what town am I in? And where
right.
am I? Right. But it's funny. Our paths haven't crossed lately. There was a while you and I were running into each other all the time, and somehow we got out of sync.
Yeah, I was looking forward. In fact, I think a lot of times our booths would be right next door to each other.
I know, so, I know. Yeah. I got a lot more business when you were next to me, so that's always a good thing.
I was going to say the same thing.
Hey, Father, we have the Solemnity of the Ascension coming up this Thursday, and I want to talk a little bit about the Ascension. And, of course, I want to get to the fact of why it, in certain dioceses, has been moved to Sunday. But before we do that, can we talk a little bit about the Ascension, the significance of the Ascension, why it occurs on this Thursday, and what it really means to us?
Absolutely. And I think we have to, because it really is one of the neglected mysteries of our Lord's life.
Mm.
I think highly significant in his life, and of course, therefore, in the life of the church and life of our own discipleship.
Right.
So I think, you know, we know that, what I think is powerful is that after the Lord's resurrection, we know that for the next 40 days, he spent time reteaching the apostles and the disciples the gospel.
Hmm.
And we see a glimpse of that in the Emmaus account as he's walking with them and begins to open the scriptures to them and explain, you know, what was the importance and why his suffering had to happen. So, you know, those 40 days, you know, he was reteaching the gospel and so on. At the end of the 40th day, the end of what we now call the Easter season,
mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord is concluding his time with them, and he now has to ascend to the Father. Now, what I think is interesting is that the spiritual masters tell us that because the apostles and the disciples understood after their time with the risen Lord, what had happened, that if he had not promised the sending of the Holy Spirit when he ascended,
mm-hmm.
that the apostles and the disciples would have died of broken hearts.
Wow. So
that he was leaving them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the first time when he left, they were so confused.
Right.
And after that, they understood, and you know, they would have both died from broken hearts, because the sorrow of not being with him, understanding what he had done for them, and then secondly, they would have wanted to go with him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that he said, "No, you're going to stay here,"
which is pretty scary. I mean, that to me, I would say, "No, no, please, Lord, I know what happened to you. You know, you got to stay with us."
Right, especially when he says, "I'm going to send you like sheaves among wolves."
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, and then of course he says, I will send you the Holy Spirit, and that as well is just the truth that a lot of times we don't understand, like, how important that promise and the sending of the Holy Spirit is in terms of our own lives and life of the church. So this momentum of these 40 days, you know, reaches its climax in the Ascension, and of course the Lord is preparing them to continue his work, and mm-hmm. now comes time for him to ascend.
Father, I always found it amazing, and you're obviously very well versed in the Gospel of Luke, but in Luke's Gospel, in the very last chapter, as Jesus is ascending, and when he ascends into heaven, we're told that the apostles returned to Jerusalem, I think it was, filled with great joy, and they were always in the temple praising God. And I'm thinking, why would they have joy at that point? You know, obviously something mystical is going on there, because if it was me, I would not be joyful. I would be panicked.
Yes, and I think it is precisely that promise of the Spirit that, as we heard
right.
yesterday at Mass, I will not leave you orphans.
Yeah.
You know, he's consoling them. He's repeating these promises that he had made. He's, you know, I will send another. And what I think one of the important lessons from the Ascension to Pentecost is the importance of waiting, and to realize as disciples that when the Lord has us waiting, it's not that he's just having us on pause in order to eventually answer a prayer or bestow a blessing, but the waiting is part of the answer and part of the blessing. You know, so we can say it's like a 1A, 1B.
Right.
And that waiting is to get us ready so that we can receive the second part of the answer, the second part of the blessing he wants to give. And here, these 9 days are highly important. In fact, that's the basis of our devotion of the novena, 9 days of prayer. Very biblical. So I think a lot of really important lessons.
Yeah, Father, I want to touch on, before we run out of time, this idea of the Ascension being moved from Thursday to Sunday in certain dioceses. What's behind that?
Yeah, gosh, you know,
because how can you have Ascension Thursday on Sunday? I mean, I don't get it.
Right. We joke. We say, no, we have to rename the novena because it's not 9 days of prayer anymore.
Right.
And, you know, but I think it was a very pastoral move. Mm-hmm. We know that this mystery of the Lord's life, which is so important, was being neglected. And, you know, many bishops have decided to move it to Sunday because it was on Thursday in their dioceses. It was not being observed. You know, and you know, there's one side that says it's a very pastoral move so that the mystery is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
Other people argue that it was over accommodation to the culture. I always joke. I said, you know, that argument's above my pay grade.
Right. <That's...
laughs> I trust that the bishops who've done it had a pastoral awareness that, you know, we don't want to accommodate to the culture, but we also don't want this important mystery of our Lord's life to be ignored or forgotten.
Exactly. And Father, I want to thank you for joining us. You're always there when we need you. I appreciate you coming on the program. Father, before you go, can you leave us with a blessing?
Absolutely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please bestow your blessing upon us as we wait for the Ascension of your Son. May you grant the fruits and the graces and the gifts of your Holy Spirit upon your people. Allow us to always live your mission and extend your kingdom through Christ our Lord. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Jeff Kirby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, that's Father Jeffrey Kirby. You can visit him online at fatherkirby.com. That's frkirby.com. Or you can follow him on Twitter at Father Kirby.
Dave? You know, I was going to say, I chuckled when he said, that's above my pay grade. I was in the military. That came to mind, and I said that on more than several occasions.
Yes.
It was always, yes, sir, 3 bags full, you know?
That's right. But I always appreciate Father Kirby coming on the show. He's a busy man, but he makes time out for us. And I think he made some great points about the Ascension, because so many times we overlook these great feast days.
Yes.
The solemnities, even, you know, the Ascension's a solemnity. Mm-hmm. And we're so used to, you know, it's a holy day of obligation. We go every year.
Absolutely. Yes.
But we don't necessarily really think about it. What is this? What's the importance of this?
We just kind of follow along. And yes. So now he really, I like how he fleshed it out. Like, why? Because so it doesn't lose its meaning.
Exactly. You know? When we come back, we're going to be joined by Megan Coakley, who's the director for the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Grab yourself some coffee. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump is wrapping up the first leg of his maiden overseas trip. Trump departed Saudi Arabia this morning after 2 days of meetings there. He's arriving in Israel later in the day for gatherings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. The president is also scheduled to visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Jewish Wailing Wall. Pope Francis has announced a consistory to create 5 new cardinals on June 28th. The 5 men hail from Laos, Mali, Sweden, Spain, and El Salvador. The Holy Father said during his Regina Caeli address yesterday that his selection reflects the universal nature of the Catholic Church, With the elevation of these five men, it will raise the number of cardinals eligible to vote in a conclave up to 121. That's one above the traditional number of 120 cardinal electors. And members of key congressional committees are pledging full public airing as to why former FBI Director James Comey was ousted. That comes amid an intensifying investigation into Russia's potential interference with the U.S. election. And in Sunday's show appearances, both Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they will press Comey as to whether he ever felt Trump tried to interfere with his FBI work. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
I'm Gary Zimak, host of Spirit in the Morning, and I have great news for you. Tradition, a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, sponsored by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, is coming to the Sheraton Philadelphia Downtown Hotel on Monday, June the 19th. Scheduled to appear, Archbishop Charles Chaput, Jeff Caven, Scott Hahn, Mother Assumpta Long, Matthew Bunsen, Deborah Savage, and Jonathan Reyes. For more information or to register, visit Philadelphia.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Minnesota-based life and career coach Dennis Bird understands failure because he once created an unsuccessful business. On his website, he laid out the damaging effects of letting your failure define you. Dennis wrote, "Setting our self-worth and identity by our failures is a limiting experience. It limits our ability to see our life in the broader context of all that we do well and all that has gone well. Hidden in every failure is a clue to our next success. We need to let go of the guilt and shame and discouragement. We can instead embrace a learning that will make us stronger and wiser." And Dennis concludes, "Nothing in life is wasted. From all experiences, both good and bad, there is something we can learn." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Here I Am to Worship by Phillips, Craig and Dean. I am Gary Zimak. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's take a quick look at the weather for the greater Philadelphia area. Currently, at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 56 degrees. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 5 p.m. Then we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Mm. We'll have a high near 69. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m., then patchy fog after midnight with a low around 60. Tuesday, scattered showers mainly after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 72. But I think the showers, Dave, will be scattered at that point.
Okay, good.
So today's going to be the rainy day, and after that we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun.
Yeah, so that's good. Not solid rain all day.
That is correct.
That's good. Thanks, Gare, for that forecast.
Even though it's gloomy outside...
Yes.
It's going to be bright and sunny in here.
Always.
Not because of you and me, Dave, but because we are joined now.
Yes.
This is a great introduction. I'm really pleased with this one. We're joined by our friend Megan Coakley, the director of the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Good morning, guys. That was a great introduction.
Wasn't that good, Megan? I'm kind of proud of myself with that one.
Yeah. Very kind.
Yeah, Gary, don't. Patrick, he almost broke his arm there, patting himself on the back.
Megan, it's always great to have you with us. You're always so uplifting. You got a great message for us. So what's going on in the upcoming weeks for the Office of New Evangelization?
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot going on.
There always is.
It's not just my office. There's a couple of cool things going on in the diocese I thought I would share with you
as
well.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as something I'm running, actually next weekend, June 2nd and 3rd, we're the Catherine of Siena Institute, founded by Sherry Waddell, will be coming
nice.
To St. Monica's in Berwyn, and they're going to run their very famous Called and Gifted workshop.
Okay.
And so it's an opportunity for really anyone who would like to come to do a process of discernment of their own personal charisms.
Oh.
So as we know, by virtue of baptism and of the life of grace, God has given really deep and intimate personal gifts to each human being, but they're gifts that are for the church and for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a process designed to help people identify what those things are, what has God given them, and what it does is once you know what your charisms are, it starts to shed light on what your mission and purpose in life is.
You know, Megan, that's an important point for us to consider. We all, by virtue of our baptism and confirmation, we all have been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but those gifts manifest themselves in different ways in different individuals, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, God is, he's so deeply personal, right? He just works so intimately in each human heart and has such a unique plan. Everyone is so irreplaceable.
Right.
And so it's important. I mean, I think a lot of people don't know that. They don't know that they're irreplaceable and that they have an irreplaceable mission. But I think there's an actual real discernment process that goes on to kind of discover that identity. And so, yeah, I mean, so one thing is for sure for every human being, nobody doesn't have gifts.
I'm so glad you said that because people have told me, I don't have any gifts.
Oh,
well, that's
absolutely.
Not true.
Yeah, I mean, I've run into people that I think there's almost like a despair or discouragement, but, well, not me, and that's not true, you know, that doesn't give God enough credit, that he's got a plan for every one of us.
That's right. So this would be a great opportunity to help discern our own individual charisms.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you can find out about that on the Office for the New Evangelization website. That's Yeah, so we'll take registrations through the rest of this week. And then the next big one, which is not actually something I'm running, but it's the diocese is running, it's the Tradition Conference on June 19th, which is in honor of the 25th anniversary of the promulgation of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So as you know, that was one of our big gifts from the pontificate of John Paul II. And so 25 years later, we're just going to really rejoice in the four pillars of the Catechism, and they're bringing in some really phenomenal speakers, Scott Hahn, Mother Assumpta, Deborah Savage, Jonathan Reyes, and the very well-known Jeff Cavins. So that is Monday, June 19th.
Megan, did you hear the big news about that? I don't
know
if you even know this.
I may not know.
We are going to be there live.
Great. You're broadcasting.
We are broadcasting live from the Tradition Conference. We're so excited, and we had Mother Assumpta on the program to talk a little bit about. She's going to be speaking about prayer, and it's going to be... what a great gift. 25 years... Mm-hmm. of the celebration, celebrating this gift of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. What a great gift we have. You're right.
What an immense gift.
Yeah, so we're going to be there, and we will be broadcasting live for several hours until they throw us out, basically.
Please don't throw us out.
I'm sure they won't.
But that's exciting, so thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Anything else going on?
Yeah, well, just another big one. This one's happening at Malvern Retreat House. They have invited the Casting Nets Ministry to their, and that's going to be July 28th to the 30th. And that is just, it's a nationally known ministry that really just helps parish leadership, but not necessarily just employees, but just anybody who's in a leadership position in a parish. Like if you're a catechist, if you're in the Legion of Mary, if you're out there doing evangelization, if you're on a team, it's basically a training program. So it's training and then also retreat. So there will be a lot of contact with the Lord and the Eucharist, and then just really inspiring teachers there to help form you in how to evangelize in the ministry you're doing. So whether it's your CCD class, right, so that you're turning that into an evangelization opportunity, and also how to make the parish a parish that's creating missionary disciples. What's particularly awesome about this one is that it's available in English and in Spanish.
Yes.
So Hector Molina will be there, who will be able to give the conferences in Spanish, which is a huge gift.
It really is, and I can personally say all three of those guys are friends of mine, Chris Stewart, Tony Brand, and Hector. They do a great job, and I think I would recommend that to anyone who is involved with evangelization, and because we all struggle. We all struggle, even people who are working for a church or for a diocese. What's the best way I can do to make disciples for the Lord?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So that's a big gift. It's a big gift that they're bringing that in for this summer.
Yes, definitely. Anybody else? Any other things coming up?
Well, the last one isn't until October, but I did want to put in a little plug for the Wine National Catholic Women's Conference.
Yes, yes.
That's going to be up in the Bucks County area in Doylestown at the National Shrine there in Czestochowa. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure if you're familiar with Wine, but it's a relatively new women's ministry called, and it's an acronym for Women in the New Evangelization.
Mm-hmm.
And it was founded by Kelly Walquist. It's based in Minnesota, but it's becoming a national movement. And so they're hosting their first ever national women's conference, and they chose the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for that conference. So I just wanted to issue an invitation to all the women out there to register now, because actually last year's conference sold out 5 weeks early.
Wow.
So definitely want to be registering throughout the summer and get that registration in there before, I would say, by September, mid-September.
And that is going to be so exciting, because I know Kelly, she has been on the show. We're going to have her on the show again. And we were there last year. That was right after we started going on the air with Spirit in the Morning, and we hope to be there again at the conference this year. So that's going to be exciting. Boy, there are some good things going on, Megan.
I know. It's quite amazing. It's the tidal wave.
It really is. And you're doing such a great job. We're going to have your office linked on our Spirit in the Morning site so people can get easy access to it. It's so great. We need to go out, and the Lord entrusts this mission to us to go and make disciples. And a lot of times we think, well, I can't do anything. I don't know enough. But that's not true, right? We're
Absolutely.
All called to do that.
Oh, yeah. The mission is there. It's been planted in our hearts.
Yes. So, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You've been so kind to us to come on whenever we need you. And, Megan, we'll keep you in our prayers. And
Thanks very much. Keep
up the good work.
Thanks. You guys, too. God bless.
All right. God bless you,
Have
too.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe.
And happy Ascension.
Oh, that's right. Happy Ascension. That's
How could we
right.
forget? Yes.
That's right. Thank you. Megan
All
Coakley,
right.
the
God
Director
bless.
For the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Boy, Dave, we got some good things coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, mark your calendars, folks. And I'm sure there's a lot more. I mean, our archdiocese is rife with a lot of activities, parish events. But she just highlighted some of the heavy hitters, if you will.
Yes, and we will have her information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Check it out. We'll have a link to the office for the new evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I'm looking forward to that tradition conference. It's coming up in a few weeks when we will be
absolutely.
There live. Jeff Caven, Scott Hahn. I mean, you talk about some heavy-duty speakers.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that as well. And, wow, I'm my wife is, too. And Barbara, if you're listening, we've got to register.
Yeah, yeah, really. Definitely want to register for that.
Time just flies, but before you know it, it's going to be upon us.
I know. We're at the end of May just about, so we're going to be in June very soon. In a few seconds, we're going to take a break. We got about 30 seconds left in this segment. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. So if you're a little nervous, if you're feeling a little uneasy, I want you to stick around because the Lord has a message for you. And by the way, while I just have a couple seconds here, I want to remind you that every Friday on the program, we have our friend Dan Burke for the Into the Deep segment. Dan would love to answer your questions. We have some questions stored up for Dan, but send them to me at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. If you have a question about prayer, some struggle that you're having, getting to know Jesus, whatever it is, send it to Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, and we'll ask it to Dan Burke the next time he is on the program. It's a great privilege to be able to do that. He's a great resource for us, and we're happy to have him here. All right, stay tuned. We will be right back with Be Not Afraid.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers & Zims. Summers & Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers & Zims' telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 15:26, when Jesus promised the Advocate, he then warned the disciples that they would be expelled from the synagogues. The hour would come when they would be killed as an act of worship by ignorant people. Now, why does God allow this to be so? Why not have everyone be of an accepting mindset? But such is not God's design. He did not program us to be benign automatons. We can kill the apostles and the prophets who came before them. We can even persecute and put to death the Son of God. Who is this unfathomable being that he allows such evil to rear its wrath upon the sacred? He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who transcend the universe and yet are imaged in our very DNA. Because we know the Father and the Son, we revel in such mystery. The Spirit has indeed breathed on us. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
have you given me strength?
Was Need You Now by Plum. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now, 7:52. Let's take a look at your Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day. It comes from 2 Peter 3:8. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. It ties in nicely with what Father Kirby was talking about, waiting. Waiting is not fun a lot of times.
Heck no.
To quote that great theologian, Tom Petty, the waiting is the hardest part.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Wow, that's good.
All right, Frank, what do you say about that?
That was pretty retro.
I was about to say, you just worked in Tom Petty.
Well, listen, we've played Eric Clapton on the show. I can certainly work Tom Petty.
That's impressive. I just have to.
Well, yes, it's your show.
But it is hard to wait. But this is a reminder, the words of St. Peter, that the Lord operates outside of time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big deal to him, but to us, it's like, come on, Lord, where are you? I'm going crazy. I'm freaking out. You got to come through for me. And he's saying, just wait. I got this. Relax.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've heard people say, well, yes, my prayers are getting a busy signal, you know?
Yeah.
But there's he's there. He's listening. You know?
And oftentimes that waiting draws us closer to him.
Yes.
As you're waiting. And what I would recommend, if you are praying about something and you're not getting the answer that you wish, say, Lord, are you trying to teach me something? Are you waiting for me to do something, maybe? Because sometimes he's waiting for us to make a move. And that's the way it works. But that dialogue is important. And it can help us to grow closer to him.
We always sometimes want to be a passive recipient because, you promised this? Well, okay, I'm ready. Give it to me.
I'm ready today. I need it today.
And it takes our interaction, you know, sometimes.
Right. And when we've had Dr. Greg Popchak on the show, that's one of the things that he mentioned. If you're praying for something or you're trying to discern God's will, your prayer should be, Lord, let me know if you want me to do something. Or, give me the wisdom to know what it is that I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Rather than, Lord, you just do this for me. It works both ways. He expects us to do something as well. Frank, Megan touched on some of these great events coming up in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and we are going to be participating in some of them. It's really exciting that we're able to do these remote broadcasts.
Exactly. We're going to have some several live remotes that we have planned. We'll be, right now the ones that are planned are going to be Archbishop Wood on June 1st.
June 1st, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what a great way to end the school year, especially with the year that school has had, and given the fact that it's my alma mater, it's certainly another extra special aspect to it. But then we have the tradition. We're going to broadcast there, and we'll do several hours. Now, we're not going to broadcast actual speeches, so I highly recommend that you come out, visit. If you're available that day, we will try and have the speakers on as guests. So we'll do it very similar to what we did at Man Up Philly, where we'll have our show will be an extended version of the show. But
at Man Up Philly, I did some Man on the Street. Maybe we could work that in too.
Exactly.
So come on by.
Yeah. So, ultimately come down, but check it out. But if you can, hopefully we'll have some of those speakers on. You'll get at least a flair for what they're going to offer. So we'll have an extended Spirit in the Morning that day. We also will be at the Malvern Retreat House at the Family Festival. So that will
June 11th.
That's right.
On a Sunday with our friend Marty Rotella.
That's right. It'll be great to hang out with Marty.
Oh, yes.
Other things that we have planned. We have Abbey Fest coming up.
That's right.
We're going to have wine, hopefully.
Right. Wait, how about just get over there?
How about some cheese?
Too?
But yeah, we'll be at the Shrine of Częstochowa right around the corner.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll also have other opportunities to broadcast from there. I'm thinking maybe during their festival.
Oh yeah, I'm in.
I just want to do a kibasa eating contest.
I'm in. I am definitely there.
Do you think they have kibasa during the time of our show?
Well, we can work on it.
Yeah, I think we have to talk to Father Tim.
Father Tim will hook us up.
Yeah, Tim, are you listening?
Can you make some kibasa for us early in the morning? Because, we have to have it. Yeah. And some pierogies, too.
Absolutely. Okay. So we have a lot of these remote broadcasts coming up, which is great.
We do. We're bringing you the Delaware Valley, and that is really what we're about. And so it's going to be a chance for you to kind of have that firsthand view.
It just made me think, guys. There are a lot of church festival or church picnics that they have, but they're all... No, I don't know. Maybe.
What I would say is places to broadcast from, we tend to think about is... what is something that would make good radio?
Mm-hmm.
And so good radio would be good guest speakers that could be a part of it. And, if your festival has good speakers that we may want to interview in the midst of it, that could make for really good radio.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a music festival, music can make really good radio. The only challenge that I would say is we need permission of the artist to broadcast it, similar to what we did from Nativity. And I would prefer that they be Catholic
artists that we would be sharing.
So
there's some front end work.
There's things that we do look at. So it's not an easy blanket statement that we'll broadcast, but we do love broadcasting from places, even from businesses. It's just looking at those right examples.
And my point. Go ahead, Gare.
Look, I just want to say we're just about out of time, Dave. I want to close in prayer, but I want to remind you, listening at home, that tomorrow on the show, Father Sean Davidson will be here to talk about his new book about St. Mary Magdalene. We'll also be joined by Carlo Broussard from Catholic Answers. He's going to talk about miracles. If you want to learn more about miracles, you want to check out Carlo. Mm-hmm. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for being by our side. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for showing us your heavenly Father. Jesus, we ask you to walk with us today, to aid us, to assist us, and to help us as we encounter the problems and the difficulties that we face today. Help us remember, Lord, that we are never alone, that you are always with us as you promised. And we ask that you continue to bless everything we do. And we ask for this through the intercession of your holy and blessed mother, Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, we got to run. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, Jesus is with you. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time.